Good evening, Abba Yisai. Good evening, everyone. We're going to be learning tonight Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Zman Tfilas HaMincha, which is a very important simen, not only in terms of Mincha, but in fact, general knowledge. It's one of the very, very important simonim. It's called loads and loads of knock-ons, and it's an important simen. Prior to doing so, I wanted to share with you an interesting vort I saw in Och Shulchan. The way I understood Och Shulchan, at least. You ask, why is it, you know, that Mincha is considered Eiz Rotzoin? We find that Mincha is probably the most important tefillah out of all the three tefillahs. And the question is called Eiz Rotzoin, a time of great Rotzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the tefillahs are very much niskabel, and we know that many tzaddikim put a huge amount of koichs into their minchas, because it's a very important, very essential tefillah. Question is, why is that so? Why is it that it's considered an Eiz Rotzoin? Why is Mincha so critical, more than Maariv and more than Shachris? So I want to share with you what I saw in the Och Shulchan, the way I understood the Och Shulchan. He says a very interesting word. He says that Mincha is so important and is considered a time that Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs more than other tefillahs. Pardon? Oh, very good. Says the Och Shulchan that Mincha is a time that is really, really difficult to daven. Because Shachris, you know, beginning of the day, we wake up and it's like, you can't like do anything. You're going to start davening, you're going to daven before the day gets into full swing. You go to shul and you daven, nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. But when you're middle of the day, and whatever you're engaged with, whatever your business may be, whatever profession you may be in, and whatever your daily schedule may be, but it's going to be hard to find those 20 minutes to daven mincha. It's going to be hard to find it, especially think about the winter months. Yeah, but even the okay, because we happen to live in the United Kingdom that in the summer months is not so hard, but in many places in the world it's still in the middle of the day. Yeah, but it's still yeah. But if you think about the winter, how challenging it is to get out in the middle of the work day and to find that time to have a mincha. It's a challenge and a half. It's a challenge and a half to find it to have a mincha sanefesh and to have a yishuv adas. It's very, very difficult. Hence, says Och Shulchan, it's considered Eiz Rotzoin. If you are able to pull yourself away from your worldly engagements, and you are able to detach yourself from your businesses and your engagements and your daily tasks, you're able to detach yourself from all that, and able to sit and daven to the Bnei Shtoylam with Kavona, indeed, this is an Eiz Rotzoin. It's tremendous. Like also, you make this extra step in the daven, with great, the Rebbe Shem does similarly. He does a step towards you. Yes. Well, no. It is mincha. Correct. Mincha intrinsically is an Eiz Rotzoin. Mincha itself is. It's true. You should daven with a minion. One should. Yeah. It's still considered. Yeah. It's still. But of course, one should daven with it. Now, Rabbi Yisai, for today, can I just ask to just take one and pass it on? For today's share, I've got over here a sheet which is going to be very helpful for the. This is something which I didn't create myself. I received this from a friend of mine called Moshe David Leitner, and he created this. And it's indeed a very, very clear way of understanding the Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. I would like to just go through. There's many halachas here. I want to just go through the whole Simen first, maybe not all, but a big part of it. And then we're going to be able to analyze this, going to use this explanation that you have in front of you. Okay, so let us see. Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Zman Tfilas Mincha. Mishis Palat Tfilas Mincha Lacha Sheishois V'mechza L'mal Yotza. Okay, so somebody who davens Mincha after Sheishois V'mechza, and 6.5 hours, Yotza is Yotza. Its main time is after 9.5 hours. Velemalo and up at alaylo de rabbonon until nacht according to rabbonon. Velerebiut and according to rebiut at plagamincha until plagamincha. Shu at soif yudalev shoyes chaser revia, which is until 11 hours minus a quarter. Humesharinon says the Rambam, and we measure those hours. Humesharinon shows edo lefi inyan hayoyim, according to the daily hours, according to the daylight hours. Ve'afim hayoyim orich humesharinon liyut beishos, either way we divide into 12. Ve'em nikro shoyz manis, and that's considered shoyz manis. Ve'chein kol mokim shishur, chomim kishoyz, misharis, misharis, elu. Okay. Let us see what it says over here. Rabbi Yisrael, there's no better way of explaining it than to this. You see over here, there's the Yoim and there's Laila. In this particular example, we are defining the day starting at 6 a.m. and finishing the day at 6 p.m. According to Shoizmanis, that's the Ramada which is so now, the day is divided into 12 equal hours. And these hours are called Shoizmanios. They are rarely exactly 60 minutes. In fact, they can be in England up to 1 hour and 20 minutes. And they can be a lot much less than they are not normally 60 minutes. The point is, from daylight until the day finishes, you divide that into 12 equal sections, and that's going to be Shoizmanios. Similarly, the night as well, but we're not going to be discussing that now. So, the truth is, I don't want to go into that point now, but there's actually two opinions. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet speaks about it. There's two opinions exactly when it starts and when it finishes. For sake of clarity and simplicity, we're going to go in this chart according to Alois HaShachar start and says the Kichovim end. This itself is a little bit of a controversy. It's Machlok is a Shoini, but for clarity, we're going to go with beginning of the day being Alois HaShachar and the end of the day being Tzitzik Kichovim. You see over here 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. and divided into 12 equal sections. Now, if you want to know Zman Mincha, you see that it says Chatzoy Sayom, which is 12 o'clock, which is exactly 6. Why is it 6? Because, why is it 6? Because it's 6 hours. Why is it 6? Because, exactly, 12 divided by 2, that's 6. So Chatzoy is always 6 hours. Now, Mincha Gedoyla is the first point that we really need to see, look at. Mincha Gedoyla is the first time you can dive Mincha, the earliest time, that's what Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Aleph tells us. That Mincha Gedoyla is a half an hour after Chatzos. Rabbi Yisai, it's not normally 12:30. It can be 12:30, but it can be up to, in England, what's Chatzos, Mincha Gedoyla can sometimes, half an hour after Chatzos can sometimes be up to, it can be quarter to two. Yeah, so that's Mincha Gedoyla. Now, it's important to know that somebody who davens, Mishnah Berurah discussed over here, what happens if you daven before Mincha Gedoyla, and Pashtos, according to most shittas, you're not Yotze before that. If you daven Chatzos before Mincha Gedoyla, you're probably not Yotze. Depends, there's also a bit of machlokes how you count this half an hour, but let's leave this out for now. So it's Mincha Gedoyla. Now, Mincha Ketana is over here. But you see Mincha Ketana is halachically at what time? 3:30. And halachically speaking, which hour?
Nine and a half.
It's 9 and a half. It would actually be clear if it says over here 9 and a half. 9 and a half hours, that is Mincha Ketana. And that is, according to many Rishonim, Mincha Ketana is the ideal time to daven Mincha. When is Mincha Ketana today? They do Mincha Ketana? Yeah? What time is Mincha Ketana today, just for, as an example? Have you got a luach?
Mm.
5:48. That's 9 and a half halachic hours. 5:48. And then the next time we need to know is Plag HaMincha. That's really, really important time. Plag HaMincha is over here in this particular example, 5:45. Today it is. And what's halachically Plag HaMincha? What is it? Exactly. 1 and a quarter hour, that's before 12. So that it's 1 and a quarter hour before. Very good. We're going to go over here. With Tzitzik Kichovim just for simplicity, but it is a machlokes. So, right. So that's that. Now we've, yeah. What's 1 and a quarter hour? Okay. So that's the way he did it over here. There's two opinions about that. Yeah, it looks like it, that's the way he did. Yeah, correct. Yeah, now, okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch now goes into a machloikas in the Mishnah, which is an extremely, extremely, extremely essential machloikas. Everybody agrees, it's a famous machloikas in Mishnah and Brochas. Everybody agrees that when the time of Mincha finishes, that's when the time of Maariv starts. That everybody agrees. In times of Shulchan Aruch, everybody agreed to that. When the time of Mincha finishes, that's when the time of Maariv starts. There's nothing in between. There is, however, machloikas in the Mishnah when that point is. When is the end of Mincha, which is the beginning of Maariv. When is that? And the Shulchan Aruch tells us there's two opinions. You look at the Shulchan Aruch. Let's start again. Mi sheispal tefilas haMincha la'achas sheyishois v'mechtze v'lemalu yotzo. So Shulchan Aruch's first opinion is that when is the first time to daven Mincha, and is it the ideal time? Is the ideal time is 6:30, and if you daven afterwards, b'diavad yo yotze. That's one opinion. That's the beginning time of Mincha. Ikel's mano, the main time is Teisha Shoyes v'machta, v'lemalo adalailo de Rabbonon. So until when can you daven? Now that's really what I want to look at. Had halailo le Rabbonon, kone de chachomim, you can daven until lailo. You can daven mincha until lailo. And at that point, that's when nacht is, and that's when you can daven marim. So until well can you daven mincha? According to this chart over here, you can daven mincha from mincha gedoyla, you can daven all the way till Tzeis HaKechavim, which is, according to this map over here, 6 p.m. You can daven mincha until here, and after that, it's going to be night, and that's when you can daven Maariv. That's according to whom? Chachamim. Continues the Mishnah, V'le Reb Yehuda at plaga mincha. Reb Yehuda disagrees, and he says, no, you cannot daven mincha until nacht, rather, you can only daven mincha until plaga mincha, which is significantly earlier, and that is the latest time you can daven mincha. What happens after that? You can't daven mincha, but you can daven maariv. Yeah. Shehu at soif yudalav shos chos revia, which is, yeah. Now, again, the Ramona tells us, umisharin on shos edel lefeinin ayoyim, the way you're dividing those 12 equal hours is according to the daylight. Vafim ayoyim oruch, and even if the day is long, misharin on yud beis shos, you'll still divide it into 12 equal sizes of cake. Very, very nicely and clearly displayed over here. 12 equal. V'hem nikroi shoyz manus, and they are called shoyz manus. V'chein kol mokm shiur chomim b'shoyz, m'sharin b'shoyz. Elu, whenever we talk about hours, we're talking about, I think in English they're called halachic hours, which doesn't necessarily be 60 minutes. Okay. V'asik, how do we paskin? Rabbi said, how do we paskin? We paskin, it's very relevant. Until when can we dav mincha? Do we paskin like Reb Yehuda, or do we paskin like chomim? Nafkamina is, can you dav mincha until nacht, or can you only dav mincha until plaga mincha? What do you notice, by the way, straight away? How do we paskin? Plaga mincha? Neither. We don't do either. We'll get to that. Yeah, but we'll have to get to that. But so until nacht, until plaga mincha. V'asik, the maskon is as follows. V'dovid kemar avat, v'dovid kemar avat. Says Shulchan Aruch, as far as I'm concerned, Shulchan Aruch, both is fine. You can either paskin like Reb Yehuda, or you can paskin like Chomim. But, like everything in life, you've got to be consistent. That's the yisoid. You need to be consistent. You can't just dance on both chasnas, as we say in good English. Oh, one second. You know what Shulchan Aruch says? Look at the words of Shulchan Aruch. V'hu sheyaseh le'olam kechad minayu. You need to be either you are a Reb Yehuda man or you're a Chachamim man. But you've got to make a choice in life. You can't dance on both. You can't be either. You can't be both. You have to do either like a Reb Yehuda or you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. Do you know that? Yeah. Okay, you have to be consistent. If you go like a chomim, mispal mincha delayli nidav mincha till nacht, shuv en yochel ispal arvus in plaga mincha. You won't be able to daven mincha after plag. Why can't you? Why? Because it's nacht, right? It's night, right? You can't daven mincha after nacht. And if you like Reb Yehuda, and if you hold that plaga mincha is the deadline, then you won't be able to have mincha afterwards. So you have to be consistent. Now, that we have the minik to have mincha until lailo, you won't be able to daven Maariv before Shkia Sachama. Then Bedyevet is part of the Arvus Balab Minach Lamala Yotza, and if Bedyevet you're davening before that, Yotza Yotza. Who Vishas Adchak, Yochal is part of the Arvus in Plagamin Chalamala, Vishas Adchak, you can daven Maariv before Plagamin Chalamala as well. And let's finish off the remark quickly. Who may have already done according to us, Medina's Elon, our countries. Shonagin is part of our Plaga Mincha. We daven already, says the remark. We daven already Maariv from Plaga Mincha on. And it is part of Mincha. You shouldn't daven Mincha afterwards anymore. Who be diavet, who be shastrak yotzen, be diavet shastrak yoyotze. Il mispal Mincha delaylo, tenet is the kichovim. But okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this is the word, the famous words of Shulchan Aruch, going on a machlokes in the first Mishnah in Perek Daled in Brachos, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. There's obviously lots to be discussed, but have we got clear? As far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, there's two opinions. Either there's Chachamim's opinion, who was at latest time of davening is Laila, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, latest time is Plag. And after Plag, you can have Maariv. Now, as far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, there's one critical point, and that is, you've got to be consistent. You must adhere to one opinion, and le'olam, you have to stick to that opinion. Either you're a Plag HaMincha man, or you're a Nacht man. Okay, let us see Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotna Aleph. She's Tfilas HaMincha Keneged Tomet, says Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotna Aleph. Tfilas HaMincha Keneged Tomet Shel Ben Arbaim. Why do we daven mincha? Mincha is established for the Tomid Shel Beno Abayim, whose man shchitos in Midoraisa, and the time of shchita is Midoraisa, has cholos achashay shoyis v'mechza. Our timing of Tfilas Mincha is based on Tomid on the Korban Tomid Shel Beno Abayim. The Korban Tomid, you could earliest, would be shechted. Normally, it would be shechted by 9.5 hours, but at times, it would be after 6.5. On Erev Pesach, Shchalis B'Shabbos, Tanuchatzi Shoach, Chatzai Suyum, Frag Mish, yeah. So the point that Mishnah Berurah brings over here is that the timings of Mincha is based on the Tomit, or the Korban, of the sacrifice of the Korban Tomit, which took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's where we get it from. So just like there, it was at times brought 6.5 hours. The earliest time was 6.5 hours. And normally, on a normal day, it would be 9.5. Similarly, also by us, the earliest is 6.5, and ideally it should be by 9.5. By the way, without going into that, just as a little footnote, this machloek is what the ideal time is for davening mincha. Some hold that the later the better, and some hold the earlier the better. That's a machlokes shoyim. Without going into that, we should know that there is a bit of a machlokes about that. Rambam, other shoyim, when is the ideal time of davening mincha? But, pardon? Yeah, but zrizis won't apply if there is a lechatchil de gizman. So if the lechatchil de gizman is like the korban tomit by 9.5, then you're not going to say zrizis makdim and do it by, you're not necessarily going to say that. If they're of equal level, then you could say Zizim Makdimim. But if there's a hiddur of davening, like in the korban, it was 9.5, then you're not going to say Zizim Makdimim. Yeah, I know. Okay, so there's a lot of practicalities. What happens if somebody davens before the Sheshoyis V'mechtzeh? What happens if somebody davens at 12 o'clock Mincha? Are you going to say yes or no? No, yoitz. It says in Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, "Chbeis ubet chmechtzel emal yotz." Mashma de bekoydim lachen lo yotz afilu b'diavet. It is definitely a very serious tzad to say that you're not yoitz if you daven before 6.5. There's a chonim desfirulut af lachatchil also, but b'diavet you're lois bal shenis. So there's a bit of machlokes about that. Lemaisa Rabbi said we pass that you're not yoitz. Okay. Now, I want to just point out briefly, in Sif Kotn Dalet, it's mentioned that there is two ways of counting this. That's actually important. I want to see this inside. Veshia, I'm skipping four lines, and I'm now saying the following. Shir Yud Beis Shoyis Hayoyim, Temesharin Boy. The way you count the 12 hours, Yesh Machlokes Bein HaPoskim. There is a very great dispute amongst early authorities. The Yesh Oyimim, some say, Techashvir Me'abut Ashach HaTzisek Kichovim. This is how this gentleman over here did, that the 12 hours start by Alois HaShachar, and finish by Tzitzikov. That's one way of counting to 12 hours. V'yeish Oymim are skipping two lines again. Techashvin and Yubei Shois, Menetzach HaMatzkiyoso. Others hold that you don't count the 12 like that. You'll count them the earliest. You start only by Netzacham, and you finish by Shkia. And there's lots and lots of knock-ons based on this machloikas. The truth is, every single Zman we have got nowadays, whether it's Sov Zman Kriya Shema, whether it's Sov Zman Tfila, whether it is Motzei Shabbos, whether it is Nacht, whatever it is, there's going to be lots of nafka minutes based on this very machlokas. How do you count the 12 hours? Do you count them from Alois, or do you count them from Netz? Do you finish them by Shkias Hacham, or do you finish them by Netz? Or do you finish them by Nacht? So that is a very, very important machlokas. But either way, everybody agrees, we count them into 12, we divide into 12 equal sections. Okay, Rabbeisai, now, Aloch Lemaisa, we've got a problem. We've got a problem, Maisa. Okay, we've discussed all the theory now, and we discussed Rosh Chonoch and the Mishneh Berurah. Rabbeisai, Aloch Lemaisa, what do we come up from this over here now? When is the ideal, when do we, what's the best way to do it? What would be the best way of doing it? I'm not even going now into the Shkia Shaila. I'm not going into that now. But there's two. Well, what would be the best? What's the ideal one? Saying what comes out from all this? Pardon? Why don't you know? You know. Okay, so you could. So what would you say? If you'd make a luach, you'd be choosing the times of davening mincha. What would you do? Okay, mincha ketana. Okay. What would you say? What's the best time of davening mincha? Before plaga mincha. And then you'd go, if you want to daven mincha and the maariv, let's say, what would you do then? Right. So really, in principle, if somebody wants, according to what we've seen now, the best way would be actually to do that. You daven either like a biyuda or like a chomim. You'd find exactly when it's plaga mincha. You daven mincha just before that, and then daven maariv straight after that. Or you can go like a chomim, and you pick plaga mincha just before, just after, or you do nacht and you do mincha just before and then maariv just after. But what we don't see is what we do now. What do we do now? We don't go like that. Exactly. Nowadays, the way it's done, certainly in the winter, the shuls do according to shkia. True or not true? Yeah, that's generally how the timings are done. And that was Taka the Minik for a long time. But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be representing. But that certainly was the Minik. So for that, we need to see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph. And that's going to be the key to understanding the Zmanim, the way they are utilized and done nowadays. If you look in Sifkot Yud Aleph, she speaks about Shas Adchak. And that's, I'm skipping a few lines because I want to get to the critical lines. All the whole beginning is also really, really important, but I just want to get to the crunch over here. For kol zeh mispal libi yechidi, everything we've seen until now is if a person davens on his own, privately. No minyan. He lives in a good place in like mid-Scotland, I don't know, south. Well, he lives in, I don't know where. He's got his private, so there's no minyan there. Then, that everything we discussed until now, everything's been discussed until now, here's if it happens to be a chidi. But if you're with a tzibu, and if you're trying to gather the olim together, it's going to be difficult to get everybody together. Let's fill us erev. It's going to be difficult to get people to come again for tefillas erev. Remember, people who still live a little bit out there, it's going to be a challenge. It's a registered challenge to get people to come twice to shul. Facepalt, filas a tzibu legamri, and there's not going to be a second mayrev. He kilo achroim shemut lispal avis omuchlamincha. Based on that, you can always as a lechatchiladik a heter if it's betzibu to always daven mincha and mayrev, and there is no problem of that consistency requirement which has been established in Shulchanoch. The Ovid, that's something which only applies with biyochet, but betzibu this doesn't apply. And this is, and this is what Mishneh Berurah paskens. If it's betzibu, this issue doesn't apply, and you don't have, and there's no problem of what's called loshna poskim tarta the sasra. This contradiction in terms. You either have got to go like Rabbi Yehuda, or you've got to go like Chachamim. That tarta the sasra, that contradiction. You either must go like this, or you must go like that. That's only something which is biyochet, but betzibu, however, this rule doesn't apply. and you can be makel to have tata de sasa and contradiction. You, there's no issue of contradicting yourself in the opinion of Rebbeinu Chachamim. Correct. Absolutely correct. You should not. That is correct. According to this, you shouldn't do that. Absolutely correct. If you daven before black, then you're fine. Indeed. That's right. Or if you're going to daven Mariv after Nacht, it's fine as well. But or if you just get the plug. If you just get the plug, you can do it. If plug is in the holidays at I don't know what time.
You should do Mincha before plug.
Yep.
So Mincha Mariv in
Yeah, if you daven mincha, or you can just daven mincha sometime in the afternoon and mariv, then you won't have a problem. But if you want to daven mincha and mariv, subsequently, you can't do it if it's bechidi. Absolutely correct. Unless it's shas adchak, because if it's shas adchak, you know that it's really not going to happen otherwise, or whatever, then it'll be permitted. But if it's on normal circumstances, you can't do that. Yeah?
What if there is no event late on?
Very good. Good. Yes, that's a good question. That's a good question. Lemaisa in the post game is brought down that even if there will be a Mariv later, this heter still applies as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, but it's a very interesting Shaila, because you're right. If you can't daven betzibur, second best is to daven in the time that the tzibur davens. But this will not, it's a very good question. Nevertheless, this doesn't push away the tata v'sasa. It won't. So you should rather daven without that amayla. Yeah. One could argue, yeah. No, if you don't get the plug, I mean, if you should get that consistency of yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. No, so the mice, you see, Shulchan Aruch says the oilam. So the poskim says that if there is an absolute necessity, you could change. And we find that b'shas adchak, on the extreme circumstances, you could change. But you see, Shulchan Aruch says, v'ushiyas el oilam kechad minayu. Yeah, I know, you don't normally have that level of consistency. I hear that. But lemaisa we do nowadays, because you're not going to daven mincha like chachomim. We nowadays, we don't. Us, post-Mishneh Berurah Yidden, we're not going to do that. Post-Mishneh Berurah Yidden, because we have got another problem of defining, of the shkia issue. So, post-Mishneh Berurah Yidden, we don't do that. Although I did see earlier, I looked once into it, and I saw that in earlier Zmanim, in many European places, they did daven after the Shkia. But nevertheless, that's right. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to finish up very quickly what he discussed, we learned tonight the very famous and very essential Machlokes Rebbe Chachamim, which is brought down in Mishnah, in Perek Dalet. In Brachas, we learned about the Machlokes, when Sof Zman Mincha is, whether it's Plaga Mincha Tzeisa Kichovim. We learned that either way, Mariv starts straight after that. We learned also about how divided 12 shows money is of the day. We learned that you have to be Ovid, Kama Ovid, and you've got to be consistent. We learned all this, however, is only relevant if you daven b'yochid or b'tzibur, however, this rule does not apply. Rabbi said it's fascinating, and we'll be learning more on that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.